Jesus. Someone to hear your prayer, someone who's there.
Into the holidays.
Holiday specials. Party, party.
Yeah. You've all of a sudden got very quiet, Graham, after being so loud this whole time.
Here I am now. I'm much closer to the microphone. How does this feel to you?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. It's very intimate sounding for me.
Yeah, I like that on the camera, over the webcam, I can just
well, you can see your eyes. My big, bald pate.
Yeah. Eyes, yes. Brows,
it's me.
And dome. But our listeners can't see this, so...
No, it's ridiculous.
They're probably wondering what's going on. Who cares?
But what they should listen to are a whole bunch of vinyl rips that I made this week, which I'll be playing throughout the show. Doug's also got a bunch of vinyl stuff. We haven't played vinyl much because we've been out of the studio, so it's been a kind of a funny time, and I just realized I can do it. It's very easy. Let's get down with Chris Farlow and Out of Time.
Still mad. You're out of touch, my baby, my old-fashioned baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, baby, you're out of time. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Your social world. You can't come back, be the first in line.
Super fast track was
Stars on 33. That was the Beatles, and Yes, It Is Slow.
That was the Beatles.
Before we heard that,
I didn't even recognize it. It was the Beatles.
Yeah, that's the Beatles. That's what it says on my sheet here. The Beatles. Yeah, before that, we heard The Mercies with Sorrow from 1966 at number four in May 1966. And to start the show off, Chris Barlow with the Rolling Stones cover, Out of Time, number one UK single from July 1966. Sir.
Yeah, so I'm going to mix up the tempo a little bit here, but this next track is a vinyl that I've had, and I've been playing it recently. So I thought I'd include it here. It's a group out of Ottawa, Steel, and French Bass and stuff. After that, just a couple of vinyl things, but yeah, it's all stuff I have on vinyl. And it's also available on Bandcamp. I'm not going to tell you which source I use for these tracks, but it's out there if you want to go and find it. So this is Steel performing a track. I cannot remember. When you get back.
You don't even know what you've done.
That's like the beauty of records.
It's a mystery,
right?
To everyone.
Beauty of records. Drop the needle, see what happens.
Nice.
All right. Here it is.
Rock and roll.
editing. Oh, no, and I've messed up. Yep, here we are back again, 27th hour of Chaos Order Disorder. Everything's good. Don't mind me.
No problems here. Everything's good. 23 minutes past 11.
Yeah, you listen to the track.
Believe that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's 11:30. So, the track that you listened to was off of the album Les Enfants Bâtards d'un Pays Maudit by Asile. Azil, and that was Sous le Joug. And after that, we listened to, we listened to Rata Negra from Spain performing Ratas. And then we listened to Leopold II Ist Nicht Dud Genug, the album. And we listened to Steel Rebellion, which is a group that I actually played in briefly, but only as a hired gun. They had an LP. No, they had a 45.
What did they pay you?
Beer and not even really.
Shoot a gun.
I got a free record. But it's good. It's my friend Matt who was in the Nodes and No Negative. And he basically wrote all the songs and recorded it on a 4-track and then sent it to his friend, Spoiler, who recorded the lyrics. And then so we played a couple shows trying to promote it. And then he moved to New York. And then they did this album. And basically we're about to release it right before coronavirus happened. So I actually have a copy of this vinyl for CKUT.
Oh, nice.
That I've never been able to deliver. And I'm not really in a huge rush to deliver either because I know that nobody's at the station looking at the vinyls. But when I do, when we do go back, it'll be there. So
nice. That's good to know.
Yeah, and then you listen to Bad Brains.
Of course.
Big takeover.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I say coming up, we got much more CanCon. We're going to hear from the other guys coming up from Oshawa. The Nymphettes. And some Corpus, of course, the Mighty Corpus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The other guys are an interesting group. I worked with the drummer, Garfield, one summer when I was after high school as an art handler. And he was a painter, but he was also a drummer. And he was the drummer in this band, and who were like a punk band from Oshawa in the early 80s. But he also went to high school with the Edmonton brothers, that's Mars Bonfire, etc., from Steppenwolf.
The infamous Steppenwolf auto.
Yeah. In Oshawa, Ontario. Here's the other guys.
I would just know.
pills.
Corpus. The legendary, the mighty, the eternal Corpus. Off a 2000 split 7-inch with the American Devices for their 20th anniversary. Prior to that, it was the Nymphettes from the 7-inch Feels Like Motherfuckers, backed with Becky Ann from 2008, and we heard Feels Like Motherfuckers. And before that, of course, the other guys with Ordinary Man, circa 1980. Southern Ontario, rock and rolly punky stuff.
Yep.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to... It almost feels like we're back in the studio.
A little bit.
Yeah. And eventually, we might... We have a couple more ideas for the, you know, for this remote thing. But eventually we might do, you know, in the same room.
Exciting, Doug.
Yeah.
We could be in the same room together.
Might do some virtual, get the virtual turntable out. Do a little scratching, something like that. But in the meantime,
yes.
This is this next track is an album that I got from a band from Montreal that I moved to, when I moved to Montreal. I was very excited about this band, but when this album came out, I didn't really like it. But I really like it now. It's one of those weird things.
Oh, where you persisted.
Well, but they had like a very rough sound, and then this album came out just a little bit cleaner.
Ooh.
But then afterwards, I realized it was a good.
Okay.
It's a good track.
Too clean.
This is a collection of classic vinyl picks that I would have played hundreds of times in the 27th hour.
Awesome. So let's revisit them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here we go with CBC Gag Bags. Teenage Godwife.
Here sweet. It is.
Yeah.
out of here. Before that, we heard Motorama with Shy Girl, Bo Diddley with you, Bo Diddley.
Nice. Bo Diddley.
We had Dead Moon, Dead in the Saddle, and yeah, TPC Gangbang with Teenage Crime Wave. Actually, it turned out to be a great. I almost didn't buy that album because I was like, ah, why is it so clean and like produced? But no, it still sounds rocking.
Sounds
there we
great.
Go. Yeah. Hindsight, 2020.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff. What have I got next? Wait, hold on. Hold on. What's this? It's CKUT 90.3 FM. And it's about 10 minutes to midnight, if you're keeping track of that kind of thing. My last selections coming up here are off the same record. It's the B-side first and the A-side second. Deadly Snakes, very first offering. The single is Real Rock and Roll Tonight, and the B-side is How Long Do You Keep a Man? 1997. That means that this year, 2022, marks 25 years. This was repressed in 97. Yeah. Believe it? I bought this single at Rotate Disc on Quinn Street West. When it first came out, I think my copy is number 98,500.
Wow.
Quite happy to say. And you can also
sell
check
that.
Out.
Get some cash.
Yeah, for about $4.99 apparently.
That's all it's worth?
Thing on Discogs.
Harsh.
But it's a real piece of Canadiana Gangon punk rock rock and roll history. I mean, Toronto at the time was like this really glammy music businessy rock thing was what was going on. There's like an artist named Kai who was like a Bowie kind of character, posters all up in the mask, you know. Yeah, Robin Black and the Intergalactic rock star. They had their own zine, glossy zine called Twisted.
Wow.
Gives you an idea. And then the Snakes came along and they were like super raw and like really based in rock and roll and R&B and stuff, and it really changed the whole scene quite a lot. Probably gave rise to all the subsequent Toronto indie stuff. Could you argue?
Good on them.
So here's their first thing, 25 years.